This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got 2 hours left to show. I don't even know how we're going to fit it all in. The steak off tailgate Ted is downstairs.
Very good.
The boys have been seasoning their steaks.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean,
Valdez is an apron.
Mm-hmm, yep.
A lot of running around. We've got wires happening here, judges studio. So that's going to start at 8:20.
Yes.
Scott Abraham from ABC7 is going to join us at 9. We'll make our predictions on this Sunday's game coming up at 9:20. But joining us right now is best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway today. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. If you told me you were making steaks this morning, I'd have come in studio.
All right. Well, we'll remember that next time.
Yep. Are you adept on the grill?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. It's one of the few things I do well.
Every guy thinks that, though. That's sure. Kind of what we're getting at right. Here, John.
Well, that's true. But my dad taught me how to grill when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so when I got older and living on my own, I began to grill myself. We got, by the way, here in Farmville, one of those George Foreman grills.
Yeah.
It's spectacular.
Okay.
Great.
You might be losing credibility.
Yeah, well, John, I'm going to tell you this.
Guys, it's good.
I'm going to tell you this really to tell our audience because I kind of know your response.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested, you can watch the Junkie Steak Off on our Instagram page.
You could.
Instagram Live, Sports Junkies Radio.
All right. Good.
Keep that in mind.
You feel like you're there, John.
All right, so let's talk about Tony Bennett. Is this just a classic NIL takes out another coach?
I think it might be. I have not talked to Tony since yesterday. It came as a shock to me. I've known him well since he got to Virginia. Big fan of his, both personally and as a coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Hall of Fame guy. He really is. But maybe it is NIL. So the coaches who have retired, whether young or old, in the last 3-4 years have all said the same thing when I've spoken to them. I don't feel like I'm coaching anymore. I feel like I'm the CEO of a company and a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody likes that. Nobody likes dealing with agents when you're recruiting high school players, which is now allowed. So Tony might have just said, you know what, I've had a hell of a career, which he has. I'm going to at least take some time and see what happens in the next few years and then decide if I want to coach again. He's certainly young enough to do it if he wants to. And given who he is, people would line up to hire him if he decides he wants to coach again. But I'm completely surprised by this.
Mm-hmm. John, was Jay Wright at Villanova kind of the tip of the spear for this when he left at the end of 2022?
Yeah, that's a great example. I mean, Jay was 62. He had just gone to the Final Four. He'd won two national championships. And he would have kept it going at Villanova for as long as he wanted to. But again, I had lunch with Jay shortly after he retired. And he said, I'm just done. I don't want to do this anymore. And this didn't mean coaching. He loved coaching. But he didn't love the NILs, the transfer window in and out. I completely understand that decision. And he said to me then, and so far he's lived up to it, that he's not coaching again. He's done. He's happy with his life, doing TV and mm-hmm. speeches and playing a lot of golf with his wife.
Right. I've always thought coaches are born to coach. And the coaches are like really good coaches. They're different. Right. They're a different breed. But, man, some of them, when they get that tape, I always thought Bill Cowher was going to come back. Mm-hmm. He shocked me that he never came back. But
and he's not good on television.
Yeah, I don't think he's particularly good. Right. No. But I think, yeah, they do realize that once you get outside of that bubble, wow, there is a whole life outside of coaching.
Although Jay Gruden came back. I mean, John Gruden came back.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, some do, of course.
$10 million a year. But the best example to me of what you're talking about is Gary Williams.
Yeah.
Because when Gary stepped down at Maryland, you know, he didn't get along with his AD. He'd won the national championship. Yeah. It was harder to recruit because he wouldn't play the AAU games that so many coaches play. I thought he'd be back in 2 years. I thought he'd be miserable.
Yeah.
And he's been nothing but happy.
Right.
With his life since he retired. It's now been, 13 years.
Right.
And he's the perfect example of a guy who just said, you know what? I've had enough. I did it. I did what I came to do. His goal when he was a younger coach was to coach at Maryland.
Right.
He took over in the wake of all that Bob Wade circus, rebuilt the program, took him to a national championship and 2 Final Fours. He's in the Hall of Fame. And he never thought about going back. He's been very happy and good for him, I say.
You know, I often think of, I don't make it about us, but like in radio, all we ever wanted to do is radio. None of us really want to do TV. We do it sometimes. We force us, pay us enough. But
right.
But when I'm home, like I always think, like I'm just a radio guy. I love radio. It's what I love. It's not a job. It's fun. But man, right. I do love vacation. I could get used to being retired.
Everybody loves vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm sort of the same way, and that all I ever wanted to do really was work at the Washington Post.
Right.
When I first started at the student paper at Duke, and then when I got to the Washington Post, I wanted to write books, and then I got to write books. And next month, when my Ivy League book comes out, that'll be 50 books.
Wow.
And yet, you're right. I still love doing what I do, but there are times when I love just sitting at home and reading a book or watching TV or sleeping.
Right.
As I get older, I think I don't know that I'd ever retire completely, but I could certainly pull back and do less and be very happy.
And writing 50 books, cranking out 50 books, I don't even know if from now until the time I'm in the dirt, if I'll read 50 books.
Oh, I know.
Let alone
just read a couple of mine.
Yeah, I should definitely do that. That's pretty remarkable.
Well, I was so lucky that Season on the Brink, which was my first book, mm-hmm. did what it did, became the all-time best-selling sports book ever. I never expected that. I was hoping the book would do well enough that I'd get to write a second book. But because Season on the Brink did so well, I've been able to pretty much pick and choose my subjects. And editors will let me do what I want to do because they think I have, my record says that I have good instincts on what makes a good story.
Yeah, I love that book, and I love all your books that I've read, John. I have to be honest. What was at the end of the day, what's the secret sauce for that particular book? Because someone like me that's just sort of naive, I remember when I read it, I thought, you know, just the fact that, and I know this was a sticking point for Coach Knight, but when you just had that raw, all the cursing and everything, it was just unedited. I don't know if that had been done a lot before, but that to me is what made it kind of special. Obviously you know how to write and you know how to create good sentences and all that, but what was the secret sauce you think that put that over?
Well, first of all, ironically, I probably left out 97% of Knight's profanity.
Oh, right.
I mean, I cut it way back. I'd still be writing if I left it all in.
Right.
But I think the secret sauce was that no outsider had ever had that kind of inside access.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Boughton wrote Ball 4, but he was still playing.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had ever, you know, been invited into a locker room that way and on the team planes and on the bench and things like that. And that's all due to Knight. You know, when people attack Knight, which many people have through the years, and justifiably most of the time, I sit back and I go, yep, but without him, I would not have had the career that I had. I would have still had a good career, I believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Knight actually had a meeting with Jeff Newman, who edited Season on the Brink for Macmillan when he was peddling his book. And he said, I'm not likely to let you edit this book because you made John Feinstein what he is today. Mm. And Jeff said, no, coach, John Feinstein was going to be John Feinstein. Mm. But Season on the Brink certainly helped him, there's no doubt. And I would agree with that.
Mm. Well, speaking of books, Valdez just told us that you're going to be sending us 4 books of 5 banners, which I guess will be book number 51.
No, 49.
50 oh, that's 49.
The Ivy League book next month.
Okay.
The Ancient Eight, which is about kids and coaches playing in the Ivy League, which was fascinating for me to do. I did it around last season. But 50 banners is 50 banners. I wish 5 banners is sort of the story of Mike Krzyzewski's rise at Duke and how he went from almost being fired after 3 years to being one of the iconic coaches, one of the all-time winningest coach with 1,202 wins. And it came about because this is Duke's 100th anniversary, and they're doing all sorts of stuff, you know, to promote the 100th anniversary. And the guy who is the publisher of Duke University Press, whose name I swear to God is Dean Smith, went to my agent and said, would John have any interest in doing a book as part of this 100th anniversary thing? And I said, well, I'm not going to write a book, you know, that's just a history, you know, and then the soccer team won a national championship, that kind of thing. And I said, but I covered all 5 national championships. I was there when Krzyzewski was on the verge of getting fired in 1983. I was with him at 2 o'clock in the morning in a Denny's, which is kind of a famous story now. And if I could do that, that would be fun. That would be enjoyable. And they agreed to it. And I tracked down a lot of the former players who were part of the championships. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spent some time with Mike, which I've done a lot through 40 years, and it was a fun book to do. And I think I know that your instinct, if you're a Maryland fan, your instinct is, I don't want to know anything about Duke's national championships. And I understand that. But this book's more about basketball and a coach who, you know, came from nowhere, actually started his career at Army and became Mike Krzyzewski, became Coach K. So it was fun to do. And I used, you know, my reporting skills. But I also used my skills as someone who went to Duke when Duke was terrible, by the way. My 4 years in school, Duke finished last in the ACC. People refuse to believe me when I tell them that because Duke's reputation now is of, you know, winning 25, 30 games every year. But it was a fun project, and it was one that sort of came out of the blue. It wasn't the idea of doing a book wasn't mine initially, but the book itself was my idea.
All right, so that's 5 banners. That's book number 49. John, always a pleasure talking to you. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Yep. I will talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
It's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. You can get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there Steak Off coming up next here on The Junkies.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.